And here we go with another podcast. Tyler, it was another good one. Look at us, two podcasts in a week. Guys, we're back on that grind, guys. We're going to be putting out two every week. Even if one of us is in the hospital dying from COVID, we're going to put out one a week. So, you know, that's at our worst. It's going to happen. I believe in us.
I mean, look at us, dude. It's our second podcast this week.
Yep, looking good. We get into the Olympics, talking about Simone Biles and just different sports in the Olympics.
The craziness of some of the sports.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Tyler's favorite sport, speed walking.
It's not. That's clearly yours.
Oh, man. Talk about cruising a little bit.
We talk relationships.
Relationships, briefly, which offered... I mean, I spilled a little bit of beans, but Tyler spilled little to none. Just take a listen and leave some comments on Instagram saying, Tyler, fill us in. Tyler. Mm-hmm. Release the info.
Nope, definitely not. Not happening. No beans.
We wrap up the wrap up the podcast talking about cruise a little bit, and then my trip rafting last Saturday, I think. Man, yeah. It's already been a week. It feels like 2 weeks I've already been back. Okay. I guess the time is flying by.
It's all right, guys. Seth is trying to figure out time, you know. He's not sure how it works.
Well, I know every 9 minute alarm goes off.
What does that mean, Seth?
Sadly, that's the one information. That's the one topic of the podcast that brings some kind of knowledge or information about technology.
It's about damn time, right?
It's a bunch of unscripted bantering, a bunch of bullshit. That's lovely to listen. So let's just jump into it. What do you think, Tyler?
I say,
let's shut the fuck up, Tyler, and stop the recording. And let's just set a pace here. You know, let's set a pace for fuck's sake.
Jesus Christ.
Please put your seats up in your upright position. Put your podcast belts on, and here we go. Unscripted banter with Tyler and Seth. And here we go! And welcome back to another podcast. Oh my gosh. Look at us. Look at us doing another podcast in the same week after 6 months. I tell you, it's a fucking miracle is what it is. It's a Christmas miracle.
Are you impressed with the fact that it is in fact two episodes this week?
I am impressed. I am very impressed. I am not easily impressed.
That's good.
I am not.
Today's the day, my friend.
I am not easily impressed, but today is that day. Oh, fell out of my ear.
Don't worry, I'll let you get comfortable over there. I'll let you, you know, do what you gotta do. You gotta kick your feet up, whatever, you know. Constantly adjusting.
Something like that.
Just never comfortable.
I try to be.
Before we just started this episode, I was ridiculing Seth on his podcast setup over there. I said he's gotta find something nice and comfortable and easy to set up, and he has not stopped moving since.
You know, not fully awake. Maybe I should have made that last cup of coffee. I got the Keurig, and then I got one left. I probably should have made that, because Monster isn't the same.
Yeah, so are you just waking up?
Just waking up. I had my alarm set to go off at 11:30, which is 12:30 your time, and we were doing it recording at 1 your time. So I had 30 minutes, you know, and then... As soon as it went off, I texted you. It was like, he probably might not be ready on time. So you weren't ready for another 30 minutes. So I just let it go like every 9 minutes, which is horrible because you can pretty much, surprisingly, I could fall completely back asleep, it seems like, in 9 minutes. Wow, that was that.
I'm sorry, we'll wait till you're done yawning.
I think I just fell asleep while I was talking and yawning. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so do we know why the Apple default snooze is 9 minutes?
I don't know. But...
is there an answer to this question?
But why is the silence worded, the silence is on? That's the stupidest way. I think I've been pissed off and talked about this on the podcast in the past. It should say volume off or volume on. It shouldn't say silence on.
It does say that, right?
Yeah, it says silence on, silent off. It's like, so you gotta like think, okay, so the silence is on, so no volume. Okay.
All right, so here we go. I looked up why it is actually 9 minutes. This is coming from news18.com, so I don't know how accurate this is. But the reason behind the 9 minute snooze, according to a YouTube channel, Apple explained, it's Apple's tribute to the history of clocks. The snooze feature, first introduced by General Electric Company in its analog snooze alarm in 1956, has an interesting history. When the snooze feature was invented, scientists tried to retrofit the analog clock. So they tried to retrofit it into analog clocks, but they were not able to perfectly fit the gear teeth to produce a 10-minute snooze. They had two options, either 9 minutes or a little less than 11 minutes. The clockmakers went ahead with the 9-minute option, a decision whose reasoning is still debated. Interesting.
Wow.
So the gears in the clock couldn't make a 10-minute snooze.
Very interesting.
The more you know.
Wow.
That's what we're here to do. We're here to answer questions, folks.
It is funny how they put thought into the littlest thing like that, and you just don't know it. You just don't know it. You just don't know.
Dude, are you kidding me? A multi-billion dollar company? Of course they're going to put thought into what their default snooze is going to be. Because you got to think, a company that big, like, it's not like one person overseeing, like, the production of this iPhone. You've got like one group of people working on iMessage, one group of people working on the clock app, one group working on the weather app. Like, dude, there's so much that goes into this shit. It's insane.
Well, I doubt they have that many people working on the clock app and stuff like that anymore, because for the most part, those things haven't changed in the last so many years. But yeah,
I see what you're saying. They worked on the clock app for They had a group of people working on the clock app for the first version of it. After that, they fired him.
Yep.
That's what happened.
For sure.
Yeah. So are you smashing a energy drink over there?
I am smashing a Monster. My cool bro, sent me a whole case of Monster. No, this is Monster.
I couldn't imagine a Monster being the first thing I drink when I wake up.
Yeah, well, makes me think of orange juice, because it's an orange drink.
Flavor?
I like this one, and it's orange. It's Ultra Sunrise. So, yeah, okay. Sunrise.
Is that why you're drinking it? Because it makes you think of the sunrise?
But you got me thinking about coffee, like, now.
Oh, dude, this cup is still warm and toasty.
Fucking asshole.
Mm, mm,
mm. Motherfucker.
I just ground these beans myself literally 10 minutes ago. These are Death Wish coffee beans. Still to this day, one of the best coffee beans I've ever had.
Hey, quick question. Let's just catch up with Tyler a little bit. Tyler, are you still single, sir?
I am.
Me too. Me as well. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How's the love life been? Have you been dating anyone? Or
I'm not allowed to disclose that information on the podcast.
Secret information.
I could get in trouble.
So, Tyler's Sex Change is on stage two. It's going through. It's something hard for him to talk about, of course. But, yeah. Well, wow. It's classified information, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry.
I feel like I shouldn't say anything.
Tyler, you can do whatever you want. And I can prod you as much as I want.
Yeah. Listen, I have found myself in some difficult situations, all right?
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. It's complicated, sir. Sounds like a love triangle to me. Those are always complicated.
I cannot confirm or deny.
Man, I don't know. Tyler's face lit up a little bit, guys. Maybe I can just guess and be 10% right. This is how it went down.
Okay, enough about me. What about your love life, sir?
Tyler, well, my apologies. I'm recording on my phone still. But
such a rookie, guys.
As I was saying, yeah. So this is where I was in a relationship last. I mean, dated a little bit since then or whatever, you know, whatever, you know. But no, I haven't been in a relationship in 3 years. So definitely brought some feelings back being here. She's in a relationship, you know, we broke up. It was my idea, and then we agreed to break up. I was kind of just, I don't know, just feeling a change. Like, nothing was wrong in the relationship. It was amazing. She's the best girl I've ever been with. She's amazing, and I'm very
so thankful. Am I sensing a little bit of a love triangle?
No love triangle. You know, I mean, I'm just on the outside, just like, I haven't had any contact with her. I messaged her once, and she left it, or she read it on Facebook, but she didn't message me back. But she's in a relationship, and she's been, you know, I guess she's living with him now or whatever, and they've been together for getting close to 3 years. I mean, she started dating him like 3 or 4 months after we broke up, I think. But, and then I had moved away, you know, and so I had a fresh start and stuff, so that was nice. But I mean, I definitely have, next girl is going to have to come up to that standard, because I had a good relationship. I mean, it's just, you know, some just reservations in my heart or whatever to in that relationship, or I was just not wanting to be in Arkansas anymore, and hearing back in Arkansas.
Do you even want a relationship?
I'm okay with not having a relationship. Okay. But I still, I mean, but there's a big part of me that still wants to be in another one, but you know, I mean, I'm getting older, but, like, I mean, I still would like to have a couple kids, you know? But then again, I mean, I'm okay with not, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I mean, especially if I'm in my 40s or 50s, I could easily see myself dating somebody that had, like, teenagers. Like, that's my favorite age. I could date somebody that had teenagers easily.
Yeah, I feel like it's easier. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that because I have no idea. I've never dated somebody with kids. But I could see it still being difficult if they had teenage kids. Like, I could see it them being like, yo, this is, like, still my turf. Like, this is my mom. Like, this is my house type of deal.
You're definitely going to... It's going to be so much harder compared to being kids to get them to give you the time of day or give you a chance. Because
especially if it's like her son,
already going through, you know, what they went through with past boyfriends or whatever, and just being older and seeing their mother get hurt or whatever, you know, I mean, in a relationship. So, yeah, it definitely could be harder. But I've always loved teenagers. I mean, I grew up just my parents were house parents at a children's home, and then I even went on and worked at a boys' home for, you know, 2+ years. So I even thought about trying to open one up at some point, you know. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely have a heart for teenagers. So
I think my problem is I think I subconsciously don't want to be in a relationship. And then there's also a part of me that's like really into MILFs and I can't help it type of thing. Like, I'm not looking for a serious relationship. I'm just, like, I'm obsessed with MILFs right now.
Wait, when the fuck did this happen? What the fuck? You're into MILFs right now?
Dude, I don't know, man.
What happened to you?
I don't know.
This is a new thing, Tyler. MILFs. Is there somebody at work or something? Or, like, just, like, who sparked this for you?
I've always liked older women because mm-hmm. It just bothers me the thought of like dating a 21-year-old or like a 22-year-old. I'm like, oh my God, like you probably just graduated college or maybe you're still in college. Like, I don't want to deal with any of that shit. Like, I need you to be older than me and like be pursuing what you want to pursue at this point. Like, I don't want you trying to figure out what you want to do. Like, I don't want to help you do that either. Like, I want you to figure that out on your own. And I want to do that. And I want to find you in that stage. I want you to be doing what you already want to be doing. And like, I don't want to, I know they say that like women mature faster than men. Mm-hmm. Like, most of the time a 16-year-old girl is going to be way more mature than 16-year-old boys in her same class. Which is why I always found, like, especially in school, like, women in my grade, like, always dating men a grade above them because we're all so fucking immature at that point. But, like, I think I want somebody even way more mature than my own age at this point. So, like, I don't know. I can't
help it,
I guess. I don't know. I can't explain it, man. I'm just riding the wave.
Just riding the wave.
Part of it. That's all I can do.
There you go, dude.
Enjoying the ride.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, I mean, like, I like 20-year-olds. I'm not a big MILF person because, for one thing, they have kids. I prefer not to have kids. I dated somebody that had 5 kids. That was going from 0 Jesus to 100 in a blink of an eye. Like, that was...
That's like a family, sir.
Yeah, I even lived with her for a while. It was crazy, dude.
You lived with her and her 5 kids?
Yeah, yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
it's like cheaper by the dozen, but not a dozen.
Yeah.
How long did you live with her?
3 or 4 months.
Was it the worst experience of your life?
No.
Okay, just curious. Sounds terrible.
I guess the worst experience in my life was being married to somebody that was abusive, that was, like, mentally abusive. And, I mean, she hit me on a couple occasions, but she was a pussy. No, I'm just kidding. She hit me on a couple occasions, but she would yell at me, and I didn't grow up like that. Like, my parents didn't yell at each other, and that, you know, they might raise their voice a little bit, but like yelling and screaming, like,
mm-hmm.
like nothing like that. And yeah, so I was happy to get out of that relationship, and very, very thankful. Like, I even met a girl not too long after we had gotten the divorce. But yeah, she was younger and she was sweetie, and yeah, she helped me get over her, but it was kind of easy to get over her too, just because I wanted out of that relationship. I didn't believe in divorce. I probably would have been out the door earlier, you know.
Yeah,
but she was relying on me and stuff too, so like you know, it wasn't like she just wanted to go back home, you know. But she ended up starting a relationship with a guy online. And, yeah, the dude was overseas, too. It was kind of funny. But, yeah, and I think that's who she's still with today, which is kind of hilarious. He ended up coming over here. And, yeah, that's crazy. But I was so thankful to get out of that relationship. Like, She is. But she I mean, I got a little bit of closure too with that because she came back and apologized. You know, called me up one day and apologized for shit, and then again on not even too long ago, like January, she Facebook messaged me and once again apologized. So
people still use Facebook Messenger, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Didn't know that.
Hey, man, if you ever need to sell anything, like, that's the way to sell stuff. And, I mean, they'll just blow up your Facebook Messenger.
I've heard Facebook is a great way to sell.
Dude, it's the new Craigslist. Like, Craigslist is dead now with Facebook, I feel. You know, it depends on what area you are into. I mean, it just, like, I wonder if there's, like a list. Like, someone has taken the time to figure out which one of these, like, kind of, like, free, basically, posting websites works in the best. And then there's the different apps. I know, like, I was introduced to one there in Toledo that people use a lot. OfferUp, which I guess it's common here too. But I think
it's selling that.
Things are more popular in certain areas, you know?
Yeah. Makes sense.
But yeah.
All right, I'm going to 360 this. I'm going to 180 this.
180 it, baby. 180 it. What are you chaining? Your necklace?
I was looking at my necklace. It felt weird for a second. I was hoping it wasn't breaking. Cool. Anyways.
Bracelets. I got these cool bracelets while I was down in South Padre Island in January. Look at that. The dude does those one knot at a time.
Oh, does he really?
That's impressive. Look at that. They're like two and two.
Bring it down a little bit. Bring it down a little bit. Oh, he doubled it up, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
And it's steel, I guess, or it's
So do you wear them?
I haven't put them on lately. They're kind of hard to take off, like, with one hand. They've got this really kind of interesting lock.
Oh, like, yeah.
It just closes shut. It's kind of hard to get apart.
It's not like a little... It's not like a regular necklace has, no, where it has a loop and a lock.
You know, it's a step up, you know, from that cheap shit, you know?
Yeah. Looks mechanical. No, this is my, it's my Banff National Park necklace. I wear it every fucking day. But anyways, that's silver aside. I was going to ask you. I'm pretty sure we mentioned it in the last podcast. Have you watched any of the Olympics?
Oh, hell yeah. In fact, last night I watched the ladies win the beach volleyball, the gold.
So you haven't been watching.
They put it away in the first two games. I love watching a bunch of random sports that I never watched throughout the years. I just love cheering for the U.S. and then seeing underdogs, people like them being surprised, you know, by who wins and stuff. And it's been fun to watch. I really enjoy it. So then it'll be
I normally watch. I know it's kind of weird, right? It's the 2020 Olympics.
Yeah, it's a year later. Yep.
But anyways, I usually watch it like every single time. This year, I just haven't watched it for whatever reason. But like what day was it? It was Monday. I went out to was it Monday? Yeah, it's Monday. I went out to, it's called the Fifth Street Pub in Perrysburg. It's a nice little like bar kind of atmosphere. But I went with Nana and Poopa, Sierra, and Sam, because Nana and Poopa were visiting Sierra, seeing her place. So we went out to eat, and I guess a little update. Sierra and Sam got a new place together. It's a really nice apartment. But anyways, we went out to eat real quick for a little bit, and it was like the bar atmosphere. Obviously, they had the Olympics on, and there was like different. They were playing different things, obviously. And the one thing that I was watching that I never watched before was the Olympic ping pong. And have you ever watched Olympic ping pong?
This year I haven't really got to as much, but it can get a little crazy, right, when they're going back and forth.
Okay, dude. This is the first time, like, I've seen, like, professional ping pong. Like, I've never even, like, YouTubed, like professional ping pong matches. Like, I don't even know what it looks like. I just know that like sometimes it can get pretty crazy. Yeah, I was watching
you
can
barely
some.
See the ball.
Oh my god! I was watching some of these people, and I was watching them serve. And dude, I'm telling you, the cameras that they use for this ping pong tournament, for the Olympics in general, was fucking unreal because they were doing like slow mo footage of the ball like spinning in the air and shit.
Oh wow!
And dude, I can't even remember what countries were playing at the time because I was just so enamored by the game. They were doing like slow mos of like their serves, and like everybody has like their own serve, like a basketball player has like their own free throw routine. They have their own little way of serving, and I was watching these people like serve it and like spin the ball, and you're watching the ball spin in the air and just like literally change direction before it gets to the other side of the table. And they're both like 10 feet back, and they're like whipping the ball over the net to the other side, and it's barely landing on the other corner of the table. Like, it was the most unreal thing I've ever seen in my life. I can't believe that I've never watched it before because it was so impressive. Because like, I've played ping pong before. I remember playing ping pong in high school because we used to do it like in gym. We used to have like little ping pong tournaments, and like, I remember thinking, oh yeah, I'm pretty good at ping pong. Like, I can play it. Like, I could beat you for sure. And like, how like easy it was to just hit the ball to the other side. But then there's like that next level of like being able to see the ball coming at you that fast. Like, these people are, you can't see the ball, like you said. It's so small and it's moving so fast, it's almost impossible to see it coming at you. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I mean, a big part of the reason you know where the ball is that you're seeing how the person's hitting it. You're seeing the angle,
true.
The angle at what they're hitting it at.
I just it was unreal. I couldn't believe it.
Ping pong. I love playing ping pong. I'm not too bad. Now, do you know what sport is the stupidest looking sport?
Let's hear
in
it.
The Olympics? Speed walking.
I've seen
it. Oh
before,
my gosh.
Yes.
It just happened and it's all over TikTok, people making fun of it and shit. Like, it's just like, so they do it as fast as they can because basically you have to have one foot on the ground at all times, I guess it is, or something.
Yes, that's the rule. You can't have 2 feet off the ground at the same time because that's a run.
Right. So, like, they're able to do that fast and their hips are going like, it was like somebody that was like talking about it was like, man, their hips are going to be all fucked up someday. I mean, because that's the big thing. They're rocking their hips like crazy. Like,
dude, they are waddling. So it's insane.
I wouldn't want to do it just because how stupid they look. Like, they just look so ridiculous. It's like these are all the people that are like, you know what? I want to be in the Olympics someday. What is the easiest thing to get in for? I'm like, walk. I can walk. Holy shit, I walk every day. I could be a professional walker. You know what? I'm going to go to the Olympics and walk. Because, you know, that's just people that want a gold medal. I mean, you don't see those people getting on the subway commercial.
And just think that, like, those people after the Olympics, they're going to go and probably work at Subway when the Olympics are over.
Yeah, well, a good amount of people will that win golds and stuff could just go back to regular jobs, you know?
Yeah.
You know, there's probably some that have their own sponsors. I mean, the bigger ones. Simone Biles sure does.
Think about what that come down must feel like. Like, it's like you've trained for 4 years.
I would think that high would last for 6 months.
You think so?
Oh, for sure. Like,
you've got the whole world
you,
watching you.
Depending on what you're doing.
Yeah, I
people
guess.
People are going to recognize you. And then, like, dude, I would be hitting up all the bars with my gold medal on.
All right, but what if you get, like, that is, what if you right? got, like, what like, if you got, like, fourth place?
Shit. America!
What if you got fourth place?
What's that?
What if you got fourth place?
I know. I think it would be funny. There should be some. I will support whatever company comes out and, or, you know, like, non-profit or something like that creates a fourth place medal and sends it out to all the fourth place people. That would be just the funniest thing. Like, you know, fractions of a second. Like,
oh yeah,
you know,
did you heard about the American sprinter that's not able to compete, right? She got busted for smoking marijuana.
Right. Because smoking weed makes you go faster.
Right. Because that's a performance-enhancing drug.
It's so stupid that it's just so sickening that weed is still looked down on like this. Like, oh, it's so fucked up that, you know, with all with all our development and all like advancements, that we still don't have a good understanding of these drugs. It's just like, you know, that's what the word war on drugs have done to us. It's,
you're not wrong. I needed to find her name real quick. Shakari Richardson. Yeah. Banned. Oh, not suspended. Banned from the Olympics. Banned from the Olympic 100 meters. So I wonder if she competed in anything else. Yeah, she was able to compete in, like, the relays, but was not able to compete in the 100-meter dash. Interesting. That's so fucking weird, right? Like, she could compete in the other events, but she couldn't do the 100-meter dash. That's so strange. You know what the crazy thing is, though, is I was listening to a podcast about... Or I was listening to a podcast, and they talked about this. And then they talked about the sprint times of the Olympic 100 meters, like, this year, what happened. And what country do you think went 1-2-3 in the women's 100-meter dash? I'll give you a hint. The same country. All three sprinters finished 1-2-3. Guess what country?
That's cool.
Don't think too hard. Fast.
China.
Jamaica, dude. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah, Jamaica. Yeah.
They have some of the fastest sprinters in the world, all
right? Right.
But the funny thing was about it is, like, everybody was upset and about the fact that she wasn't able to compete. But, like, when you looked at the times of the 100-meter dash, Jamaica finished 1-2-3, and Shakari Richardson's fastest 100-meter sprint she's ever ran in her entire life, her record was nowhere near places 1, 2, and 3. Like, she wouldn't have even medaled if she would have raced in the 100-meter dash.
That's so funny. I mean, they all pushed each other, too. I mean, they all pushed each other big time. That's pretty cool.
That's crazy.
And then it's like, there's another race where, like, it ended up 2 seconds slower. Like, the first place was, like, 2 seconds slower than it was 4 years ago. Because pace. Because that's the pace they're at, you know. And if
do you know
the
what
pace
race that
a
was?
Bit slower, they just stay with that group. And if nobody pushes it out further, you know, they're going to stay at that pace and end up 2 seconds slower than the race was 4 years before.
Do you know what race it was?
I think it was, I don't remember. It was, I mean, it was running. It was somewhere around the 400-meter thing, of I think, or something. Yeah, somewhere around there.
So it was track and field anyways?
Yeah, it was track and field, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, it is strange. Like, everybody always gets better, like, every single Olympics. Like, the times just get shorter and shorter and shorter. But, like, you're right, the pace has a lot to do with it. If nobody's pushing you, like, you're not going to push harder than what you should, you know? Do you know about, China, or not China, Japan, kind of... I don't want to say lied, but, like, definitely was not truthful about their climate when they hosted, or when they, like, submitted a bid for the Olympics. Do you know about
really?
This?
No, I didn't. Were they saying it was cooler than it really was?
Yes. So they were like, it's going to be the perfect climate for, you know, outdoor events. Like, it's going to be optimal for, like, sprinters and anything we have to do outdoors. And obviously with the Olympics going on there now, it is so fucking hot in Japan that, like, athletes are falling over and, like, passing out.
Yeah,
and, like, having heat exhaustion because it's so fucking hot over there. And I've even seen some, I can't remember names or anything, but I've seen some athletes talk about it, and they're, like, not happy with the fact that it's so fucking hot there and they're having to compete in it because it's not safe at that point, you know? But I just thought it was so fucking dirty. They were like, it's going to be perfect for you guys.
It's going to be lovely, guys. Got him.
Psych. 80% humidity.
Oh, my God.
Going to be running through water. Fucking terrible, man. Okay, so it would be wrong of us not to mention, or at least kind of discuss, because I'm curious on your thoughts, on the whole Simone Biles controversy of kind of like what's going on. Do you know much about her?
Leave Simone Biles alone!
Oh, God. I know. It's
ridiculous. Like, the people find any reasons to hate on people. Like, she's having anxiety issues, and it seemed like Joe Rogan talked about this on his podcast, that it possibly could be that she usually takes Ritalin or whatever for her anxiety or for
yep.
being able to focus, and she wasn't allowed to probably take that because it's illegal in Japan for, or something like that. We don't know for sure if that's true or not, but, you know, anxiety.
Well, no, they said.
She said she had a trigger. She did say that herself. There was some kind of trigger of some sort. But, yeah, I mean, anxiety, stress is no joke. It can get bad. I mean, I'm a good example of that. Like, I mean, if I let it get to where I start to lose sleep, I mean, I can get myself thrown in a psych ward. I mean, people commit suicide all the time because of stress, anxiety, and they feel like it's the end of the world. And, you know, you can feel like it's the end of the world, and it can be nothing. There can be nothing, you know, I mean, that's the big reason I feel my thinking of difference between anxiety and then, like, just stress, you know where that's coming from. Anxiety at times can almost, you don't even know, like, you have no reason to feel anxious.
Mm-hmm.
It's just there, and it's pulling on you, and it's pushing you down, and she was having that really bad, and she even said herself that she would go up and spin, go up in the air, and she'd lose track of where she was. She was just kind of out of it. Like, she's just, it just kind of gripped her, and she just was losing track of, and she could get very hurt. I mean, that's a good way of describing. I mean, that's plenty enough excuse. I mean, but, you know, she has the right to do what she wants to do, you know? I mean, that sucks, you know? And I mean, she's very talented, and, she's very talented. I was listening to, I mean, I guess maybe that Joe Rogan mentioned that too. Like, they were changing the rules of the game because of her. They were changing things because she was so good that the things that she does that's harder, that you get more points with, they just made those points go down further, which is completely yeah. bullshit. But they're just to give other people a chance because she was destroying everyone.
Yeah, so what it was is, like, she could literally do moves that nobody else could do in gymnastics. Mm-hmm. And I know one specifically.
And I guess that's still true.
One specifically, I'm pretty sure it was a vault. It was a vault. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a vault that they made illegal. Like, you're not allowed to do it. But she's the only person in the world that can do it.
That's a bullshit.
And they were like, no, you cannot do this. It will not,
like,
count.
You're too, like, good.
It will not score you. Yes, that's exactly what they said. And yeah, they were changed rules because she was too fucking good. Isn't that crazy?
No, that's so stupid. It's just like, it's like making the hole smaller for Tiger Woods. Like, you know, just so it's harder for him or something.
Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
That'd be a little hard.
And now, let me play devil's advocate for a second, because, like, I heard, so like you started the conversation off just like most people would. Leave Simone alone. Like, let her make her decisions, like, whatever, right? And then somebody threw out this, like, this great kind of side-by-side comparison, which I was like, I sat there and I was conflicted at the idea of what this person said. Simone Biles is, you know, the GOAT of gymnastics. She's the best. She's probably the best that there ever was as far as women's gymnastics. And somebody said, hear me out. Tom Brady cannot go into the Super Bowl and say, I don't feel like playing today. Because yeah. he's just not going to do that. Tom Brady gets paid millions of dollars. He's the GOAT. It doesn't matter what he feels like. He's going to go out there and he's going to perform, right? Why is she any different, and why are we saying leave her alone? She's allowed to make those decisions, but Tom Brady can't make that same decision without being ridiculed about it.
Which, you know, the one the stuff she pulled out of, I mean, she pulled out of a teammate thing, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. where, like, you're letting your teammates down.
Let them down. One
of the things. You are letting your teammates down. It's, I mean, I, as a teammate especially, I was like, that's not cool. But
Tom Brady's not going to do
there's
that.
There's a high risk of hurting yourself. I mean, there's a high risk of hurting yourself no matter what, though, too. I don't know. Yeah, that's a very good argument. But
I was conflicted. I was like, you know, I get both sides. Like, yeah, she doesn't want to hurt herself. You got to think she's been taking that medication for her ADHD for who knows how long, and then she just went cold turkey for the Olympics. So you got to think she hasn't felt like this for a long time. Probably forgot what it felt like.
I just roll my eyes every time I hear somebody say it triggered. I'm triggered. Yeah. It just seems like such a cop out. It just seems like such an excuse. Like, it does. But yeah.
Who knows?
So.
It's a gray area. It's murky waters, what we're discussing.
It is.
Again, I'm not saying that. Never mind. Whatever. I'm just gonna pull out.
That's what she said. That's what she said.
Pulling out.
Pull out.
I'm not going to get in trouble.
Pull out.
I don't have an opinion on this. My thought is she can make whatever decision that she wants. That's fine. It literally means
nothing.
It's
so nice of her to let you. It's so nice of you to let her do that. You're such a nice guy.
It doesn't matter to me, sir. It doesn't matter.
She's out there listening to this podcast somewhere and being like, thank you, Tyler. Thank you. You're not the douchebag that Seth makes you out to be.
Sometimes, no, actually, I am a douche, and I realize that. I can be a dick sometimes. But I'll be honest. I'll be real honest.
You've been a dick to me for 6 months.
I'm okay with that. I'll be real honest.
You've been a dick to our listeners for 6 months. Think about them, Tyler. Were you triggered? Were you triggered the last 6 months?
I was not
triggered.
I was not triggered. No, I was not. Excuse me.
Oh, man.
I've been sleep deprived for 7 years now. This entire week, I've gotten a solid 5 hours of sleep every single night.
Dude, you need to get like six, but I guess now at this point,
it's
you're
close.
Used to that, so you're probably fine.
Yeah, it's real close to six, but I've been getting like a solid five and a half hours every single night this week. Dude, I feel great. I feel like a new person. I'm no longer like dreading the fact that like I go into work the next day, because like my bedtime used to be, you know, 4 p.m., 5 p.m. Now my bedtime's like 9 o'clock. I can literally go to sleep when the sun is setting, which is nice, and I'm not waking up when the sun is setting. It's fucking amazing. Feels great. It literally gives me more mental space and capacity to just give you shit, you know?
Are you going to try to get more photography jobs?
Yeah, of course. Since now the fact that like when I get home, I'm not tired. Like I don't want to go to sleep when I get home. Like for me, waking up at the time that I do, like waking up at 3 a.m., it literally feels like I'm waking up and going to work out, and then I start my day when I get home. Like that's what it feels like to me. So like it feels real nice.
Nice.
I enjoy it.
That's good. So yeah. Do you have, are you off the weekends or?
Yep. So I'm done for the weekend. I can enjoy my weekend now.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
Fucking nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm going to make some more coffee. I'm getting crazy over here.
There you go. Get her done.
Get her done, man.
Tyler's a new man. He's got more time. Finally, guys, we're going to be pumping out these podcasts. You know, you'll get your weekly dose of unscripted banter. Can't go wrong.
Well,
hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hell
yeah. You can go wrong.
Hell yeah.
It's about that time. I can tell. You're getting ready to sign off. I can fucking tell.
I know. I have a tone. Like, I'm, like, wrapping it up, you know?
Yep, I can fucking tell you are.
You know, all right. Well, in the podcast, I will talk about what I said I would talk about last podcast. Okay. Saturday, or so last Thursday, I was driving back to Arkansas, which was a long day because I had to drive all the way to Hot Springs, which is 7.5 hours. Well, bro drove three and a half hours of that, and then got there, jumped in my car, and drove another 3.5 hours to my place in Northwest Arkansas. So it was like an 11-hour day in the car.
Jeez.
Yeah. But I got a little bit of sleep on when Neil was driving. But on the drive up, Nathan hits me up and is like, man, you want to go rafting? It's my really good friend. And used to live with me. And yeah. Definitely my best friend here in Northwest Arkansas. And so Saturday we went rafting, got up early. And man, that river was packed. And I mean, tons of people, you know, all drinking, fucking blast. And they even like, it's fucking like Mardi Gras. They do the whole bead thing and girls will flash you and stuff like that. And unfortunately the Walmart was sold out of beads, but whatever, it's all good. still saw some boobs. So that wasn't too bad, but yeah, it was packed. I mean, we probably went faster than we, you can make an all day thing if you want. I think we only took 4 or 5 hours doing it, you know, but you just pack lunch, pack some plenty of water, cause, and then pack beer. And we only had a couple people get a little fucked up. But it was a blast, man. It was a blast. And the girl that was fucked up, she kept falling off the tube. And some of the other people started yelling at her, it's like, sit down in the tube, you're too fucked up.
That sounds fun.
But it was a blast. Like, it was something I don't get to do that often. I'd like to do more, man. I was like, damn, that would be so cool. Like, I saw a for sale sign floating down. I'm like, Nathan, should I buy a place on the, you know, I mean, it was just like, you'd have to build something at that part, but, I don't think there was a house there, but that would be so epic to just have a place right on the river.
Yeah.
And, yeah, which, or like even have like a bar, like make your own bar. I mean, like have a bar right on the river, like that people can stop.
That'd be cool to have. That'd be cool to have like a rafting bar.
You don't have to worry about getting trouble for drunk people getting like drunk and driving. You know, it's like you can't be responsible for them floating. And yeah. So have you done any rafting?
I have not.
I mean, dude, the thing was like fucking spring break. It was awesome. It was so much fun. So I guess it's like that every weekend there. And that, dude, that's only 30 minutes from me. And,
I'd be going to that every weekend then.
Yeah, I know, man, for sure. Well, like Daniel bought his own raft. And I think it's plenty big enough to fit 4 people. He just straight up bought his own raft. The thing is there though, you'd have to, park. You'd have to have 2 vehicles. Yeah, you just simply have 2 vehicles, and then you park one where you're going to be floating to.
Right.
So I guess, yeah, it'd be easy enough.
Did he buy a big raft?
Yeah, he bought a pretty decent one, I think. I was like, we had 3 people in a cooler on at one time we did it. I think that was that raft. But yeah, it's plenty big. But we had a 6-person one. But, man, those people make a fucking... Dude, it was like over $200 for the 6 of us.
Damn.
Just floating for, you know, floating for the day or whatever.
Just to float.
Yeah, just to float. I mean, because the river is free to be on. I mean, they don't own the river.
Yeah, right? But then, that's weird.
But they bust you or whatever. But, I mean, with 2 vehicles, we could have pulled that off anyways. We had 2 vehicles. There was an ambulance. I never found out what happened, but it looked like somebody got a little bit too fucked up and dehydrated maybe from all the alcohol and not drinking water or whatever. But ambulance came down to the river and seemed like they picked up somebody and then left. So
It would be pretty easy to get dehydrated if you're drinking in the sun, floating on water. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
For sure.
But it was a blast. It was, kind of enjoyed that a little bit more than the cruise.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I've cruised so much. I'm burnt out of it a little bit, but I mean, and two, it's a little different when you're with your parents on a cruise.
Yeah, it's not like you and Daniel, and just you and Daniel.
No, Daniel just booked a cruise, man. He just booked a cruise. He got the hookup, too, because he didn't have to pay double occupancy. He must have got, they must have a deal going right now, or he got one of the one-person rooms, and he's paying less than $300 for a five-day cruise by himself. And usually they charge you, make you pay double occupancy.
What is his fascination with cruises? I don't get it.
Dude, I mean, it's just like, when you find a spot, something that you enjoy doing, I mean, a whole new batch of people to meet. I mean, like, dude, all your food's paid for, you know? I mean, like, especially when, like, he's comfortable on the cruise ship, so it's easy for him to talk to people. Like, I mean, it's definitely, if you can vacation, that's the one thing to do, because, like, it's a bang for your buck, man. And there's so much to do on the ship, you know? You can do as little or as much as you want, really.
Yeah.
So, I was proud of myself. I came up positive on poker for once. It's hard on that boat. The way, I feel like the table's rigged, the poker table. But I got to find a group to play with or go. The casino's like 45 minutes, I think, from here. So
I think maybe you just suck at poker.
I don't suck, but I'm not like, I'm probably like middle, medium on the suckier side, you know,
of the suckier side of the medium.
Okay. One through 10, you know, 10 shitty beginner.
Wait, why is 10 shitty?
10 is like a pro professional. I'd give myself a 4.
Okay. I don't think you're a 4.
You don't know.
I see people like that, like maybe play poker like every single weekend with like their friend group, right? I think those people are like 2s and 3s.
Really?
And I think on a
you have a very okay. Well, then yeah, that I'm, well, 1's a beginner, so like 2's a little. You play every once in a while. 3 you play semi regular. So maybe I am just a 2 then. I don't know. It depends on how you measure it. We just made up the scale, Tyler. Don't freaking rip my scale apart, bitch.
Listen, that's how I scale like professional poker players. Like the people that play every single weekend
you scale professional poker? You don't even play poker. Shut the fuck up. Get the fuck out of here.
Listen, I used to play poker on my cell phone like 10 years ago as an app.
Yeah. For no money. It becomes a different game when you start playing for money.
You're not wrong. It's no longer a game at that point.
It's what?
It's no longer a game at that point.
Oh, yeah. It's a game you play for money.
No, it's not a game.
Yes, it is.
No. Not when you're playing for, like, real money. It's not a game.
It's still a game.
No.
By what definition are you implying that it would not be a game just because you're playing
for money? A game is like a board game. And it has to have the title of like depression, things that happen, things that are depressing in life, like, you know, Sorry, Trouble, like Monopoly, like those are all depressing,
ladies and gentlemen,
depressing things.
At the end of this podcast, we can see that, as you can see, what I have to deal with here, this is complete bullshit. This is Tyler flapping his jaw, pretending to know shit that he knows nothing about. Very
You're not
lovely,
wrong.
You know, trying to completely foolish it. It irks me, and I'm gonna go make some money door dashing.
All right.
Get my mind somewhere else. Unless there's
sure.
Some good Olympic shit going on. I stopped early the other day just to watch the Olympics.
No idea.
But all the swimming, I love watching the swimming because that's just such quick gratification because it's over real quick. I like some of the longer stuff too, like I loved watching. The guys ended up getting second place. It was like guys and girls. It was like a marathon. They did swimming, biking, then running, and then switched out to the next person.
Swimming, yeah, it's like biking, a triathlon. Running.
Yeah, and it was. I think it was the first time this one in particular that happened, and it was cool. Man, mm-hmm. Dude, technology, man. They put their shoes on in a split second because you got those elastics now on your shoes or whatever, and they put their shoes on in less than 3 seconds. And it was like, it was kind of fun with technology how things.
Think about how long they trained to put their shoes on for that event.
Oh yeah, you got to get good at putting your shoes on and off. Yeah.
Like if you're 25 years old, like you practiced for 25 years.
Well, and the crazy part is it looked like they didn't have any shoes on when they got on the bike. And it looked like there was already some kind of thing for them to put their foot into.
That makes sense.
On the bike.
Like a boot, like a stirrup type thing.
Like a they just put it in, then maybe they strapped it in around it, I don't know. Or, yeah. I mean, I guess, well, you don't even need to be attached, I guess. You want to be attached. You want to be able to take your foot off. But, yeah. Well, Tyler, I think it's a good time to wrap it up.
All right.
Look at us, finally knocked out a couple in a week, guys. Yep. So I think these should be coming out. What do you think? Are you going to try to do next day up usually? Or
I'll put this one up today, then now that I got the flow of it.
Okay. Or either way, we could say Monday/Tuesday, Friday/Saturday. I know. I was anxious. I was hitting you. I was anxious to have that first one go out. It had been so long.
Yeah. After we recorded the first one, I was sitting there and I was like, fuck, like, how did I go about this the last time? Like, I couldn't remember how I did it. Yeah. But now that I got it, like, I can put this up today. So.
All right. Well, yeah, and I still had that. Still made you have two splices because I had a phone call come.
Yeah, what the fuck, man? I want one splice this time. All right, one splice.
I apologize, sir.
One splice.
My apologies.
All right. Well, let's wrap this bad boy up. You got anything for our listeners before? You got anything for our listeners?
Guys, have a good weekend. Be safe. Yeah, get out there. Go watch a movie. You know, go for a walk. A run, stretch those little legs. Just there's no need to speed walk. No need to speed walk. Slow your ass God down. Damn. If you want to go fast,
I'm not gonna lie,
run, motherfucker.
The way that you brought that full circle was very nice. I appreciate
that.
I
try.
We love you, fuckers. Have a great weekend.